This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Joining me today is Gordon Graham, president of Lexipol. Thank you for joining us, Gordon.
And thank you, Catherine, for the invite.
We have heard so much lately about reduced budgets and the challenges that represents for local law enforcement, but I know there are also opportunities. Can you talk a bit about the challenges and the opportunities law enforcement agencies are facing?
You know, I'm 60, and my mother used to say, in every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. And, you know, there are terrible things going on nationally with respect to budgets, but that statement, there's a silver lining here. Maybe it will cause us to revisit the way we do business and to get away from status quo, to get away from we've always done it this way. Huge opportunities. I believe there's a lot of opportunities with our communities to reinvigorate their role in law enforcement and better protecting their communities. There's a lot of opportunities for us as organizations to take a look at where we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, how we're doing it, and improve our performance in so many areas. How do we get sued? How do we get hurt? How do we get killed? How do we get investigated? How do we end up getting in trouble? And what control measures can we put in place up front to prevent it? And for years, a lot of people said it wasn't necessary. And all of a sudden, with all the pressures coming with respect to the budgets, people are starting to reevaluate this. So there are a lot of opportunities out there.
And talk about how risk management can help in terms of not damaging your budget.
Well, first of all, I'm biased. So anything I tell you about risk management comes from the eyes of a risk manager. I'm telling you that risk management is the answer for everything. You identify and evaluate risks, and you put together control measures up front to prevent problems from occurring. You've heard it. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. Nickels up front on a background investigation can save you thousands of dollars downstream. Nickels up front on vehicle training can save you thousands of dollars from downstream. Nickels up front in relations with the community can save you so much grief downstream. Risk management is the process of looking into the future, identifying and evaluating risks, and developing, selecting, implementing control measures that change outcomes. Everything we do involves risk. Let's start thinking like risk managers.
You mentioned the community. How can community policing play in with reduced budgets and risk management? How can they work together?
Well, you know, this is my simplistic look at life. When we all came over on the boat, there was no cops on the boat. And we got here and we had a community of people. And something bad happened and somebody said, we need a cop. And the cop was truly part of the community. And back then, it was probably the biggest guy in the group. Okay, we're going to make you the enforcer. When somebody doesn't do something right, you're going to take action. And then we needed more cops and more cops. And the thing got bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know what happened. Someplace between 1770 and today, you know, the community and the police have gotten separated. And if we're going to be successful, the police need to be part of the community, and the community needs to be part of the police. You know, there are so many things we can do. You know, if we're going to be running shorthanded on cops, we don't have enough people out there, then what's wrong with bringing in community members? You know, our retired personnel, the young people who care, people of a particular ethnic group or minority group that care about their community. Let's harness all that power. Multiple hands make light work. We can do something about this. Well, we've never tried it before. Don't even get me started on this. We've never tried it before. Community-based policing and what you're doing here in the COPS program, this is the answer to so many of our problems in law enforcement. And I really am appreciative of everything Director Malekian's doing and your team's doing to make this work. It's the answer.
Can law enforcement do this without the whole embrace of community government, without working with other agencies?
Well, do is an interesting word. You know, at what level of success? I imagine we could, quote, do something. But if we're going to maximize our effectiveness, we got to partner with the other agencies in government, and we got to partner with our community. It's as simple as that. This is not advanced rocket science, you know. We need to all get together and take a look at where we want to be and what strategies, what tactics do we need to put into place to make sure we're going to get there successfully.
You're with law enforcement agencies constantly.
Yes.
What's their main concern these days they're coming to you with? They're saying, Gordon, help me because...
Money. Money, money, money. That's the most common phone call I get is a money issue. And it raises its ugly head in so many different ways. It's a budget issue. It's a lawsuit issue. It's a termination issue. You know, it's a layoff issue, that type of thing. It's all money these days. And so what? How are we responding to this? Well, I hear this. We're going to do more with less. Whenever I hear a chief of police or a sheriff say we're going to do more with less, what does that really mean? have we been ripping off the public for a number of years that we're so fat that we can do the same thing with less resources, more with less? I think the phrase that we need to get into is less with less. We need to ask our community, what's important to you? We're going to have to cut back on some of these areas. We're running out of money. We're going to have to cut back. We're asking you, where are we going to cut back? And a lot of times, what we think is the stuff that's so important to the community is, in fact, not all that important. And there's classic examples. If you're working night shift, and you've got a loud party on one side of you during the day and a heroin dealer on the other side of you during the day, in your little world, as someone who needs a full day's sleep so they can go to work on night shift, which is more important to you? The loud party is more important than the heroin dealer. But you walk up to your average cop and you say, which is more important? Well, clearly it's the heroin dealer. Well, in whose eyes, yours or the community's eyes? You know, I really wonder what our community thinks about prostitution enforcement and about traffic enforcement and about so many things. And I'm not taking sides on this, but how do you know what's really important to your community? If we're truly going to partner with them, we need to get their input. What's important to you? Here's the things we can do. Now, which one of these don't you want us to do anymore because we have to reduce things? That's their decision. And if I was a chief of police or a sheriff, I'd be looking very clearly at them and asking their opinion.
Gordon, thank you so much for joining us and for all you do for the profession.
Gosh, it's an honor to be here, and thank you for all you're doing here at the Cops Office. Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.